Here you go. Thank you. Okay, so getting back to it. Magnum, please, step up. Let's hear it for our Magnum. Magnum did one of the hardest things you could do this year. When I suddenly said, okay, I'm taking off for 3 months, he had to take on Fetishman San Diego, and he did it magnificently. It was tough. It was tough. This man, he stuck with it. It was painful. It was difficult because everybody had doubts. Everybody had worries. I'd never abandoned the group before. It was all on his strong shoulders, but he managed, he did it good, and he did it, and he set the tone for the rest of it. The group is stronger as a result, and I thank you for being a good man.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. I thank all of you, too.
Okay, and before you go, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Magnum, he's really stepped into his leadership and has showed us
Frank
how we can be examples. He set the example for us.
Frank. Where's Frank? Frank, navigate on over.
So I want to thank Magnum for doing that and not disappointing. He did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Okay, so this is a twofer. What we have here is men who are stepping into their leadership in a major way. They're putting their ass on the line. They're taking a big chance. They don't know if they're going to be successful or not. Luckily enough, I do know. They're going to be really successful. They're bringing the Butchman's experience to San Diego.
Yeah.
Anybody here who's done it? I have. Okay, they've done it.
What all three it is, of us.
It's, to me, it's a major, major, major step in owning your mastery, owning your submissive side. Whatever it is, it's very spiritual. It's very, there's a lot of talking, there's practice, there's stuff that builds tribe. It's a wonderful weekend. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because I don't want to spoil it, but it's well worth doing. And if you were really smart, you'll get on the list early.
That's right.
Because, trust me, there's going to be a line of people wishing that there was an opening because there's only 24 slots. And it's going to be very easy to fill it with just folks from San Diego. So let's hear it for these wonderful men who are taking a chance. So where else? So as far as, okay, I'm going to point out a few people here that have done particularly well for various different reasons. Okay, and we've got this. What we've had is people who start shining without any warning at all. They step up and start making a difference. Okay? So like Brian here, he moderated a discussion like his life depended on it. He did all the research. He did all of the stuff that causes everybody in the group to know that he was leading. And you've never done that before, have you?
No.
And he did all the work necessary. I mean, I wish I could be that organized. I'm like one-tenth as organized as that. I admire him for doing it. It shows true leadership. Now, that also goes for Brett. Because what Brett has done is he helped us find our new meeting space. Yeah. It was a huge, huge source of stress for us as a group. Where are we going to meet? What are we going to do? And he brought us to a perfect place. And he's been handling it absolutely magnificently. This man has grace. This man has obvious beauty. But but what he has done is he has helped us into harbor. And I'm really, really glad, and it's made a huge difference with us. Thank you. All right. Again, you know, bringing up the whole keto thing. This one here, that's the keto thing right here. No.
I mean, it's a new word.
How old are you?
Oh, here we go.
27.
27. He's 27. And I can't remember the last time I saw somebody hit the ground running except for Tommy. Like I said, I keep bringing them up. But it's really important to point this out, that when somebody has a fire in their belly, they got demons that drive them, and they really want to get stuff accomplished, nothing should get in their way, because they'll just get flattened. it's really important to for everyone here to know why this is working for him. I could name 100 people from the last 30-plus years in San Diego's community who had hearts just as big and just as courageous and just as wonderful, but they're not around us. Because what happened is they didn't have a support system. Okay? Aaron Duke told me a story. He called me up late at night, and he was just aghast. He was appalled. He went to Mid-Atlantic Leather, I think it was, no, some big leather event. And a group of people, group of guys came up to him, title holders, and they said, "We need to talk to you." He says, "What?" They say, "You got to cut it out." He says, "What do you mean?" He says, "You're making the rest of us look bad." And he was baffled. Why would they say such a thing? And I said to him, "My brother, it's because if they had this kind of support system, they'd be just as happy and just as successful as you are. Because nobody does it by themselves. Leadership does not come from within. If I was just being bossy, I wouldn't get very far. But the reason why my dreams come true is because of you guys. I mean, no amount of, 'Come on, I'll be your friend,' would get you guys here. The reason why you're here is because you're supportive people. See, it's not just supportive as in, yeah, go for it, but as in, this is a very unusual thing here in San Diego. What we have is an environment that is designed to encourage innovation. Where somebody tries something new, go for it. Yeah, I'll help you. Let me introduce you to some folks that can help your dream come true. Part of the San Diego effect is we have so much exciting, interesting, and vivid things happening. Like gangbang girls. Yay. Yeah. You know, so why don't you stand up and tell us about gangbang girls? Baby.
Show us.
Show us. Yeah, that's right.
A little demonstration. The gangbang girls was started because women, unlike gay men, can't seem to fucking ask for what it is they want when it comes to sex appropriately. So we formed this group so that women could feel comfortable coming to other women and saying, "You know what? I just want to get tore up. I want to get tore up and have it be safe." And for a woman to submit to that many men at one time, it's really difficult, and it leaves them in a really vulnerable state. Yeah. And that vulnerability can lead to a lot of psychological issues. But when they submit to 5, 6, 7, 8 women, it's a completely different experience, and it's empowering for them. So this was my opportunity with Heather over here, and two other amazing women that the four of us started, and it has taken off, and we've given women the excellent platform and a very safe platform to express their needs sexually and in a safe environment.
Nice. Yay. There is that, yes.
The short version is, I love to strap it on.
Baby! All right.
And they added a guy.
Run.
Oh, yes, we took our first male. There we go.
Nice. All right. So what we have here, this is Dad Ron.
Hey,
yay, let's hear it for him. Yay. I'm going to introduce him the way that I know him. Years ago, he came to me, and what he needed was to be blessed and given permission to take on his daddy role. He was ready. It was years ago. I think we can safely say that he has managed to step into his daddy role. Oh, yeah. But see, I want to take it a little bit further. I do a lot of stuff with the Mankind Project, and one of the things that absolutely appeals to me like crazy is the concept of the elder. The elder who notices and the elder who blesses. Ron ran our events for 3 months, just ended recently, did a magnificent job. Let's hear it for him. Whoop. But what I noticed is that every event would always start and end with him blessing everyone. He would always say, at the end, he would say, "This is what the conclusion is that we can draw from this." It takes a wise man, a wise elder of the community, to notice when things have gone really, really well. Otherwise, they evaporate. Like, you know, "Oh, well, it didn't really happen." But when he blesses people, when he takes the time to make sure that the new people feel welcome, because he does that, it's really, really key. It's really crucial. That's why we have never been considered in Fetishman San Diego to be a clique, because we're so kind and welcoming to the new people. And this man here is a big champion for that. So let's hear it for our Ron.
I will.
All right. So now we're going to get to the goodie bags.
Are we?
We are. Well, not your goodie bags, mine.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to buy tickets for prizes,
now is a good time.
Donnie, if you want to run, anybody else? Buy your ticket. How much are they, Donnie?
$1 for one, $7 for five, or 25 tickets for $10. And the money's going to go towards the Bears Charity Stepping Stone Special Delivery at the San Diego
Church of Perpetual Indulgence.
Okay.
All right. So who wants to buy their ticket? Raise your hand.
Do it now.
Come right over.
Do it now. Are you bored?
Okay.
There. All right. So what we have here, I want you guys to understand, I'm a generous man. If there was some way that I could give a token of honor and love to everybody here, I would do it. Unfortunately, money's been tight lately. So I would like... Say what?
Just give us hugs.
I can do that. But I would like to start by presenting this shirt, hand-painted by Mr. San Diego Leather, I believe it was 1997, Taurus, to our brother David. David, step up, please. We leave the phone. Where's the phone? Oh, it's over there. What this is about, I got this shirt a long time ago. I loved it, I wanted it, but it didn't fit me for shit. And it's been in my closet, unworn. It fits you perfectly. This is like a bar vest. It shows the nips. It's like a bar vest. It's not meant to keep your torso warm. It's supposed to show you what you got. Maybe. And it fits you perfectly. I mean, am I wrong? No. There you go. As always, the policy is if I give something like this to somebody, you know, that fits you like this, always wear it as if, I mean, think of it as a hug from me every time you wear it.
Good man. Good man.
Thank you. Okay. This is a laptop. Okay. A nice little Apple laptop. A year ago, what was it? Somebody spilled wine into your keyboard or something?
No.
What was it?
It just crashed.
It just crashed. Yeah. I've been supplying Eli with computers for years.
It's never my fault, though.
I know. I believe that. I mean, that last one was an old crank. And he desperately needed a computer for his school work. And he studies. The reason why you don't see Eli much is that he studies constantly. He works hard. He's really studying. He's being a good student.
Good job, Eli.
Thank you.
So when I got this for him, because he had no other way to get a computer, I got this for him about a year ago with the understanding that he would be paying me back. And then I changed my mind and I said, no, you can pay me back after your title year. I am so proud of Eli. I'm going to talk about Eli. Eli is my leather son and has been since we first met. He is precious in my life. I love him dearly. He is... Yeah, come on up. Yeah, come on up. Good thinking. Let's hear it for Eli. Good man. Eli has never failed to make me proud of him. He has been there. I mean, he has been one of the best ambassadors we've ever had for San Diego, ever. 20 years ago, people thought I was insane for traveling to different cities and being friends and investing in friendship between the cities. They thought I was nuts. What was the point? The point was that when it came time for us to have events, folks from other cities came to ours because we went to theirs. And it built in friendships that are still around decades later. Well, this last July at the Pride Parade, we had almost exactly 100 people in the leather contingent in the Pride Parade, and a lot of them were people from other cities, and they were there because they loved this man and they wanted to honor him by showing up and supporting us. And he makes a wonderful ambassador. And as of this moment, I'm relieving him of any duty to repay me for the laptop. It is yours.
Thank you. That's a little worried, but that's good.
That sudden shriek you heard was from my husband Dennis over there.
Can I say something? Is it all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you, first of all. It's been amazing. For a lot of you that didn't know, when I first moved here, I moved here in August of, I want to say 2011, and literally I didn't really know. I knew people, but I was still somewhat new to leather and wanting to get mentored. And I first met Papa Tony at Red Wing, and I actually met him through his boy, Ray, and he wasn't there, and he was, and we connected, and ever since then, it's been amazing to be able to learn and grow and see the fetish men get so many new people and grow and been so involved. So it's great to see Club X and new people. So thank you guys for being a part of it. It's great to see things get better and bigger and not going away like some of the stuff has in the past. I'm going to do a plug, so just deal with it. December 6th, I'm doing a jock auction. It's going to be amazing. If you don't know, December 6th from 3 to 6, around 7 at Numbers.
At Numbers.
It's going to be amazing. We're going to do another one as well. I'll get with Nicholas. We're going to do one hopefully at the Eagle too. I'm going to be saving some. So if you can't make it there, make it to the Eagle. We will be doing something there, so don't worry about it.
Incidentally, that's also my 59th birthday, and I'll be there.
That's your reasoning.
There you go. Good deal. All right. Thank you. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah. So, I brought David's floggers. I think I'll give them away now. No. No, I forgot to give them back to you. Okay, so what we have here, we have knee socks. Whoa.
Take them off, baby.
Taking them off slow, baby. Take them off so slow. Oh, yeah, show me what you got.
Shake it, baby.
Shake it. Okay, so what we have here, these have the sweat, the musk, the pheromones of hundreds of people on them. Why? Because our brother Travis has been a whirling dervish. Come on up, Travis. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love this man. He is my leather son as well. He has brought me such joy, continuously, all the time. These floggers, these matched floggers right here, he has borrowed them from me because he is premier at Florentine, you know, two-handed flogging. But he has borrowed these from me for which events again?
All of them.
All of them. All of them. And he has thrilled hundreds of people with these, literally hundreds. The reason why I'm giving them to him, one, I promised it a while ago, but I know that this is something that is going to be a huge investment in our community's future, that he's going to continue thrilling the hell out of a lot of people because it's who he is. He is like the best newbie interface with the kink community. That what he does is he charms the hell out of them, he thrills them, he sends them away happy, with several exceptions, though. I asked him after the Leather Realm, I said, so were there any complaints? And I thought it was one of my typical Papa Tony rhetorical questions. And he said, oh yeah, there were some. I said, really, why? And he says, well, they were straight and they wanted me to go home with them. No, gay. They were gay and they wanted me to go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't say, here, you tell it. It's funny.
I think you got plenty of laughter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there were pity laughs. I'll take anything. Okay, so I present these to you, my brother. They're yours to keep. Use them well and good enough.
No demo?
Are you volunteering?
Sure. Try to show what you got.
Hey, main girl.
Woo!
Let's get, yeah. Okay, get ready.
Let me not fucking hit the...
That's right. Oh, yeah. Very cool.
What is practice?
Yeah. 3-beat weave, baby.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Turn the lights off for just a moment. Where's the light switches? Where are the light switches?
Don't tip it over. Just yank the plug out from the box.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Down here. We'll never get it back in, but that's okay.
I can get it in. I can.
Okay. Some of you may recognize these.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one didn't do it. Come on. Ah. There we go. Here we go. Okay. I'm not going to be the one demonstrating this. David, you're up.
Right.
Turn that way. Turn
that way. Oh, okay. Watch out
over here.
Yeah,
really. Okay. Very good. Very nice. Very cool. So what's this all about? I think you guys saw, I mean, applause. How many people saw us on stage?
Yeah!
I want you to understand what's behind that, what happened. I have envied Travis for a long time. He's been my role model. He's so smooth with the Florentine work. He's done such incredible, incredible work and pleased so many people. And I thought, I want to be like him someday. And he told me a story where he saw somebody doing it, and he says, I want to be him someday. It ripples downward. It ripples outward. And what happens is that when David and I made up our minds that we wanted to learn new stuff, we wanted to just kind of pioneer in new directions, and we did it together. We practiced together. We've swapped videos that were instructional videos.
His
especially. He's real good at that. But Travis and David and I are kind of exception. And I'll brag. We have large amounts of what is called physical intelligence. We always know we can watch something and pick it up. We're gifted that way. David and I kind of went a little crazy with it in that we set a goal of learning and growing and putting on a show during the Leather Fetish Ball. And we practiced for weeks. We polished up our technique. We exchanged. We talked every day. And all that. But it was a team effort, and it was powerful, and it was passionate, and I think Travis can definitely tell that, you know, I mean, he and I had lunch, was it yesterday? And we talked about this, about how wonderful it is to just go outside your comfort zone and learn something new because you know you're going to be showing the crowd. And it gets you out of your comfort zone and forces you to learn something new. And I want to make sure that everybody here knows whatever your gifts are, whatever your strengths are, whatever your weaknesses are, there is gold in you. If you want to take a chance on something, that's what we're here for. This is what we live for, is to provide a safe space for you guys to take some chances. And as a gesture of love and support for having taken big chances in his life, I'm presenting these flame lips to our brother David.
I don't know what to say. Definitely was not seeing this coming. It's blindsided for sure, but I had so much fun. I had no idea that I was going to cut loose until Papa Tony gave me permission just before the performance, saying, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to do it. You don't have to follow me. Don't even look at me. Just do what you're going to do. And I have been following his suggestion and practicing koi and different things along with my floggers, and that's how I came up with the 4x4 fountain windmill positions that I was doing, and I just kind of had fun with it and danced. Yeah. I enjoyed myself.
And you really did.
You know, it's been fun watching David over these past few months or so. He's really stepped into his power, and it's really been nice to see. He's just taking command and having fun, and I think that was the biggest thing you said, or the most important thing, is to have fun with it and know that you're here and supported by all of us. And it's comfortable. You look really comfortable doing it. So thank you for being an example to us all.
I'm going to sidebar for a moment. I'm going to talk about a major change that has been happening in Fetishman San Diego. A year ago, it was about me. I was running the group in the same manner as my heroes, Joe Jervis of JoeMyGod.blog and John Aravosis of AmericaBlog.com and various other pundits and bloggers and opinion leaders. And I was running the group basically like that. And it wasn't working for me, and it wasn't working for other people. What has changed in the last year is that we've gotten a lot more leadership, a lot more volunteers, a lot more new ideas. The problems that we're suffering from, like I said, we've had, in the last month or so, we've had to double up multiple events because we have so many people who want to do really cool things. We're not lacking. This is very different from most organizations. I noticed that Club X is doing a lot of innovative, wonderful stuff like the hook pole recently.
Would you care to say anything about that?
We did a hook pole.
Da, 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 da. There you go.
No, it was a fantastic tribal event. There were a few guys from Fetishman that came. I don't see them here now. But we had a great time, and it was a good community-building experience, and awareness expanding.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's good. And how many of these has happened in that way with Club X before this?
Hook pulls.
Like this.
I haven't done one, I think you said 4 years ago or something.
Yeah. That wasn't Club X though.
No. Not in my memory.
The point of the leading question that I just threw at him is that it had elements of many things. But it was what is called crowdsourced. There were a lot of ideas that people brought to it. Those goes, yeah, there you go. He got socks, too. Wow. Matched socks.
Hopefully they're clean.
Woohoo. I make no promises. Now, see, if it was one of my used jocks, you could get big money for it on eBay. Anyway, where was I? I got distracted. Yeah. Sidebar. Anyways, what we are here in San Diego, there are people all over the world. If you go to any major city anywhere on earth that has a kink community, if they had a spotlight, they'd be aiming it at San Diego. All these spotlights. Why? Because we're taking chances. We're not sticking to the old rule books. We're reaching out and connecting. We're a lot more affectionate. You guys might have noticed how affectionate we are. It's not common. One of the most common comments that I keep getting all the time in response to the newsletters and stuff like that, and they say, God, I wish we had this in San Diego. Oh, man. Right now, Fetishman San Diego, and our newsletter and all that, last time I checked, it was a little over 90 new followers a day worldwide. When we put out the newsletter, last time I checked, it was being read in 71 countries. And one of the fastest growing constituencies is in China. I did not see that coming. But a lot of people want to be the fly on the wall to find out how the hell are they doing it? Because we get along so well. It doesn't crash and burn. It doesn't turn into factions hissing and spitting at each other. It doesn't turn into drama explosions or domination games. We're all bringing our A game. That's how we work. And it's been happening more and more with the different affinity groups here in town.
Left of the Slash, Next Gen, lots of wonderful groups here in town that are getting behind that same philosophy. And I want to acknowledge everybody here. I may not have called your name. I may not have draped some garment over you or handed you a toy or something. But I think that we all deserve to be applauded. So let's hear it. Scott? Yeah. Felix, would you get the camera ready? Okay, this is a big one here. Look how big. Okay, this is very, very, very important here. Our brother Scott, during the time that I know him, has massively transformed his art, his craft, his eye for beauty, his compositional skills, his color sense. He has been mastering the craft of following us around. Because let's face it, we are fucking vivid. And we know how to be that way. We're not doing it as an act. We're doing it because this is the way we are. We can't help being this way. This man here has massively transformed the world's understanding of San Diego with his beautiful art. Because he's not just documenting events. You know, anybody with an Instamatic could do that. Click, click, click. What he's doing is he's making us damn handsome and beautiful in the process, too. I think we all can say that. Let's start with some applause right away.
Thank you. Thank you.
And a lot more important, he is one of my truest friends. He and I talk just about every day. He is wise. He is absolutely not like me. Okay? He's wise. No, it's just, you know, we're wired very differently, and that is the blessing that we are to each other. And that we provide different ways of looking at things together. And what I've learned from being his close friend, and, you know, somebody that confides in him often, is if he gives me advice, it's always the right advice that always makes things better. Did everybody have dessert yet?
Nope.
Oh, and I'm keeping you from it. Sorry, I'll wind it up. But the main thing that I want to say to you guys, this man never stops improving his craft. Ever. He is constantly taking new chances, constantly finding new ways to build his portfolio. Not because he plans to do this professionally, I don't think. Do you?
No.
He's doing it because he wants to create beauty in the world, and he's using this beauty here as the raw material. So let's hear it for him one more time.
Yep.
Ars Bobby.
Hi. I met Scott actually many years ago.
Yes, many years ago.
Long before Fetish Man.
Yes.
I remember last December Scott said something about, oh, I'm just practicing the skill of taking pictures. I think he's done that well.
Oh, yeah.
He's really come a long way, and we have a lot to thank. We owe him a lot.
Yes, we do.
So, thank you so much, Scott.
All right.
Thank you.
'97 through 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Yay, Scott.
And I do not hold any type of exclusive dominance or domain over taking pictures
or copyright
or copyright. So if you want to learn, I'm happy to tell you and share with you whatever it is that I know.
He's a good mentor.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. So don't think that just because I'm taking pictures you can't. And I'm happy to share what I know with you.
Yay! Good attitude. Very good.
Quickly. Yay, San Francisco won the World Series! Yay!
Good. So we're winding it down, but the main thing that I want to say about tonight, I think this was the seventh or eighth time that I have dragged people here for a gear dinner at this patio over the decades. This has been the least stressful for me because Donnie has stepped up and he has taken care of this so that all the details are taken care of, all the finances are taken care of. He has stepped into leadership. This is such a different man than when we first met him. The more that we know him, the more that we love him. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just remember, when we first met, he was in diapers.
Come on.
All grown
out. Uh-huh. Oh, that's wonderful. Donnie?
That was last Saturday, so. On stage. In front of everybody.
The thing about our group, about what's going on, you don't have to have a title in order to be a leader, and vice versa. The reason why I love to see folks stepping up.
Come on.
Recent title holders, come stand with me.
Yeah.
Recent title holders, let's go. Everybody together. Come on. Close and sweet, close and sweet. Something I want to say about this. Go ahead and get some pictures. You know, smile pretty, y'all.
One, two.
The reason why these folks are here. Again, they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to, you know, put themselves out there for the world. What they did, metaphorically speaking, is that they said, I have arrived. Take me seriously. I am somebody who is ready to take my part. I'm ready to extend myself outside my comfort zone. There is so much honor in that. And it's powerful and it's beautiful. And I love to see the results that they've been doing. I love to see the heart. The reason why every one of these folks won is because they showed us who they are without holding back. Over and over again, people talk about Paulo's speech. And every fucking one of them says, man, he earned that the right way.
Mm-hmm.
They got it. Everybody there said, yep, that's the one. And see, in order for that to happen, we have to have people knowing that they're loved, knowing that they're supported, so that they can get out of their scared place. Because we're all afraid. You know, you get up on stage and the bright lights and all that, you don't know what the hell's going to happen. You don't know if people are going to throw rotten tomatoes or something, you know. But that courage has paid off for them and now has paid off for us and constantly does. So let's hear it for these wonderful folks.
Thank you.
So, go, yes, Eli, come on, Eli, come up.
No, I don't want to go outside. So, for those of you that don't know, Sarge is running for Enzo in April, and it's not the same week as Paul, so you have no excuse not to go and support her.
International Ms. Leather.
International Ms. Leather, and I will be going to International Ms. the month after in May. So, did if you guys come say? Out, we'd love to have you.
You mean Mister?
Mister. I said Mister.
No, he did it. So.
I'll just beat you to $4.
So, to make sure that my old memory does not fail you guys, why don't you announce what your title is, then you.
I'm Paolo, Mr. San Diego Eagle, and since he announced contest, I'm going to be trying to go for the Mr. Drummer that's coming back. I want to bring old with the new and bring us back together and bring him back to San Diego.
So nice. Yeah. Yeah.
San Diego Eagle Pub, Pub Colton, 2013, 14, and 15.
There you go. All right.
Kobe, Knight of Leather.
Just won it, yes.
Yes, recent. Mm-hmm. I'm Sarge, Ms. San Diego Leather, 2014 and 15.
Yeah.
I'm Donnie, and I'm new as of just a couple weeks ago as well, and I won Mr. SoCal Bear at Bear Quake.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Anybody want to say anything else?
Oh, no.
All right.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. All this right. was awesome. Oh,
since you're title holders, you get to have dessert.
Don't forget to come up. Travis.
Okay. Yeah, come on up, Travis. Yes, we have something to do. Come on. We got plans. Let's go. Kiss.
You're wearing the shirt.
For those of you who don't know, this is Heather.
We've been married for 21 years.
Speak up. 21 years. We've been together 21 years.
When we first came out of the community, we were searching for a home, and we found it in Leather. And we found a family, and she does a lot of things behind the scenes that make the things that she's a part of run. She's the treasure for the Leather Realm, treasure for Club X. She's a founding member of the Gangbang.
Speak up.
This girl is leather. And she deserves... For me, I feel like she deserves the fucking best that's out there. And I love her very much. And we made a trip up to L.A. after the Leather Fetish Ball last weekend. And we got her some beautiful new boots.
Ooh. Aren't those classy? Pose pretty now. Pose with the boots. That's right. Kodak moment.
Oh, I got two.
Yay. So, there's nothing in me that wants to exclude anybody. I'm forgetful. I am old. I'm going to wind it up, but I want to acknowledge those folks who are not here and who couldn't be, such as Boy John. Boy John Somerville has been my rock. He has been my absolute amazing, wonderful friend. He and I talk every single day, sometimes several times a day. He is stable. He has helped me so much when I wasn't. I went through a big breakdown, you know, earlier this year. It was rather public. I'm not proud of it, but I needed to go through it. I'm on the other side of it long since. No shame. It happens. But John has been, along with the rest of you guys, but John has been especially close with me when I needed it most. And he has worked very hard behind the scenes to make sure that this group doesn't just survive, but thrives. And I've sent him a blessing into the world. He couldn't make it tonight. His mom hurt her shoulder, and he had to stand in for her with the job. But I definitely want to send love out there to him and blessings. So let's hear it for John.
Thank you.
I also want to mention somebody who's also not here tonight. Scotty. Our brother Scotty came up with the idea of raising the leather flag each year, which has now become a major tradition. Let's hear it for Scotty for that. But that wasn't enough. He wanted to make it even better, so he started a new tradition of a parking lot party over there by Urban Moe's. And I would like very much for all of us to show lots of support for it each year that that happens, because we need something like that. It's an outdoor cruising and socialization circumstance during Leather Pride that doesn't exist anywhere else during that weekend. So we want to show lots of support for that. So let's hear it for our Scotty.
Yeah.
So, is there anybody else I forgot? Anybody that would like to bless somebody? It's okay. It doesn't have to be the Tony Show. Who else? Now, got anything you want to say? All right. How about you?
Yep.
All right. Okay, we have a volunteer.
Planning this event, Tony and I were talking, and he was, you know, really important to bring in the younger men, women, into this fold, as he did early when we all hugged. And one of the things we talk about is now that everyone's welcome and embraced, is that to challenge you to step up, to take a chance, like so many that have Tony has talked about tonight, the title holders, Dave and Sarge and everyone else. Take a chance, step into your power, and be part of the group. Do more than just show up to our discussion group and play parties. Step up and take a chance. And let's make this the best group we possibly can to support each other, to grow as men and women, as kinky men and women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I challenge you to step up. Take your place, because you all have a place here. And we need more people. This isn't just the Tony show, as you just said. This is our show, all of our show. So let's all step up together, and where do we want to take this into the future? If the spotlight's on us in San Diego, let's prove to the world that we are the group to be followed. So, challenge. All of
you. Right, so we want to start the raffle or something?
Sure.
All right. So, has everybody got all your raffle tickets all lined up? Yeah. We're going to do the regular raffles, and then we're going to do the special raffle.
You get everything out of your goodie bags?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, where did all these items come from?
They came from things that I have collected, friends that donated. Like that note thing is from my friend's store in Little Italy. And this is Boy Richard.
Oh, Boy Richard. It's a rip off. Yeah. Waiting for the bus to pass. I want to acknowledge these wonderful folks here. Yeah, let's get a nice picture.
One, two.
Thank you.
They have made sure that, I mean, I don't think anybody's died of ptomaine poisoning, right? No. No, they've made sure that we have high quality food, lots of it. They have been so wonderfully helpful throughout the process. We have been welcomed so warmly and very enthusiastically. They constantly keep whining at me, when are you coming back? It's wonderful to not just be tolerated, but to be warmly, wonderfully welcomed. I want to thank these folks for being good neighbors and good people. They're really wonderful folks. Thank you.
While we're acknowledging the DeMille staff, I'm going to pass around this orange bucket, and this is for tips, if you feel so inclined to leave money for tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, that saves you from having to stuff it into their G-string.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right, pass it around. Okay, now before we go any further, though, one more thing. Okay, I do want to intersperse with a little bit more acknowledgments. If you've been going to Fetishman events, you're very familiar with the work of Michael. Michael has brought, this last time, Texas chili. He's brought desserts. He's brought also donuts handmade that day. He is a constant font of generosity. He couldn't make it tonight, but I would love to lead us in a round of applause for our Michael. Woo! Okay, go ahead and do the next one, and then I'll do some more.
So I have five more left. This is Magna.
Yep. Yay!
Magna!
Come on, Magna!
That kill looks so good.
I do.
There you go. Yay, Magna!
And this is Jerry.
What's Jerry?
Jerry M.
Jerry M.
Yes, you.
Yay! There's for our Jerry.
So we have Starbucks, Subway, champagne, and this is just like a little thing.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
So three
hooray for
go.
Jerry.
And this is Brian Fraley.
Brian.
Our Brian.
No more Starbucks.
No more Starbucks.
Subway?
Subway's cool.
All right. Let's hear for Brian.
And this is for Big Astro.
Oh.
He's a little one.
Jewish one.
Astro, you don't drink champagne, do you? Yeah, then that's yours. The last one is for champagne.
All right.
And this is Jim.
Which ship?
Over here.
Jim. Our Jim. Hooray for Jim. Okay.
That's it for that.
So I have two more acknowledgments to do. One, Slave Keys. He provides us with sacred male space at his home for teaching, for growing, for playing, for learning, for discussion. It's just wonderful. He has brought us such blessings. He couldn't make it tonight, but I want to make sure that we all send him our love and that we thank him because he has been a huge blessing to the group. So let's hear it for Keith. And then finally, I want to acknowledge somebody who doesn't show up very often, as in never, my husband Dennis. Spotlight, speech. No. I'll just point at him. He has put up with my wicked ways for 24 plus years now, and I think that qualifies him for full sainthood. Are any of these minty? Are any of these minty?
I will look for you.
Yes, because he likes minty chocolate. Minty chocolate. But anyways, what I want to say is that he has put up with my whims, my vicariousness, my moods, all the rest of that stuff, and he's been a rock of Gibraltar for me, and he has been a huge, huge, wonderful, amazing man in my life. And I'm here to tell you, folks, until I met him, I never really realized what being in love would be about. And I promise you, it really does exist and it really does last. And thank you, Dennis. Yay. I love you.
I love you.
I come lover.
So before we get on to all the
we get the chocolate.
John has a whole lot more. Only a couple. Give them out.
Ready, Eli?
Yes. Chocolate!
You know, there's someone here that we seem to be forgetting to honor and praise and thank. And that's, yes, Papa Tony. So let's give him a great, he's done so much work for us.
Can I start?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh. This is nice.
Bend over, bitch. I've known Papa Tony for a very, very long time, for as acquaintances back in the 20-somethings.
Yeah. 1974.
He was his, don't run my speech. He was as nutty then in his 20s as he is now. Nothing's changed. Papa Tony is a wonderful person. I love him to death. We wouldn't be where we're at now without him. Yes, he's a pain in our butt sometimes, especially when I'm at work and he texts me every 5 minutes. But I'd just be lost without him. I think a lot of us would be lost here.
Yeah.
And I say this, I've said this at least 5 or 6 times, but the love of my life wouldn't be with me now if it wasn't for him. So I will always thank him for that very reason, that he chased Nikita down and found him, and then I took him.
Repeatedly.
And as you used to refer to him as Little Tommy, or what'd you call it, Little Tommy?
Young, I think so.
Young Tommy.
Yeah.
But Papa Tony's that type of guy. I mean, he doesn't, you know, hear this guy's kids running off down the street at Pride, and, you know, he's like, And he could have just gone about his business, but that's what he does. He goes to Folsom. He goes to all these events, and he sees someone, and I don't. He has this power to know that, okay, I better grab hold of him. I need to give him something. And so he does that, and I love that power that he has. I hope one day that I can do that too. But so he's the best.
Well, thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yes.
Beautiful man. Oh.
And I echo everything that Daddy said, too. And Papa Tony is what, for me, he mirrors and shows up for me
someone is like mentorship. And a couple of years ago, I mean, I had my runs with the leather community and early in the years, and I dropped and fell out of the, fell off of the radar there for a while. And I kept seeing fetish men show up on my Facebook page and on some other emails or something. I think it was the League of Gentlemen or something like that. And I kept seeing these men get together over there at Pleasures and Treasures. And I just kept seeing those pictures. And, you know, Tony likes to talk a lot and write a lot. And through all of the massive writing, there was a message in there, and it was about fellowship, brotherhood, togetherness, respect, and I was attracted to that. And I found Papa Tony, and we had coffee down the street here a couple of years ago at the down here at Starbucks. And I wanted to get back in the leather community because I was inspired with what I saw on those pictures and the images that I saw. And you were very generous with me and allowed me to say, you know, if you want to come back, come on back. And one thing you said to me was that, Magna, maybe years ago you showed up at the party too early. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened, is that now I showed up on time.
Uh-huh.
And I've been able to stretch and step into my leadership. And I just want to acknowledge you for holding the space for me and for all of us in here to be all that. I mean, it's a cliche to be all that you can be. And I thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, my brother.
And I respect you, love you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I echo what Dad Ron and Magnum have said as well. I say Papa Tony probably went up and talked to everybody that's probably here at one point or another at the Eagle or somewhere else. I know I could say three times at the Eagle, Papa Tony came and talked to me. Two times I was with my partner at the time, who is no longer alive. And one of the times he came up when I was with him, and my partner, who was 68 years old, was sitting on his walker, sitting at the bar with me, and Papa Tony saw from a distance how I was acting with him and just how caring, I guess, I was with him. And Papa Tony came up to me and whispered in my ear, and he said, "I could see that you're a caring individual. We need you a fetish man." And I told Papa Tony, "I follow you guys on Facebook, and I also get your emails, but I don't go to the meetings because I'm scared." And then he talked with my partner at the time, too, and said, "Let him go to the meetings because he's going to come back and he's going to give you a good time." And I, at the time I was with him, I didn't make it to the meetings, but after my partner had passed away, I made sure to come to the meetings because I wanted to see what fetishman was about. And I have to say that it was probably the best decision I ever made, even though that very first time going into Pleasures and Treasures, I was scared out of my mind because I didn't know what to expect. I guess I took comfort in knowing that two people that I knew previously to coming to the group were there, Brett and Brian as well, and knowing that they were a part of the group for as long as they have been made me feel safe in coming. And also just the welcoming feeling of everybody that night gave to me that night. And it was such an amazing experience. And since then, Papa Tony has been a big mentor to me and has stood up for me for many times, especially coming in at the very last minute during the Bearquake competition. And when I found out that I was able to have people on the stage with me to put on some sort of a show, I talked to Papa Tony at the very last minute, and Papa Tony brought David, and they really helped put on this really awesome show with me during the competition, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Next, bend over.
All right. Well, I just got to say that, you know, I've been in FMSD for 2.5 years now, and it's been an amazing ride. And this man has changed my life. And, you know, met my partner in the group. I came in, I was also really shy, I was quiet, I didn't know what I was doing in there, it was awkward, and that's not me anymore. And I'm loving life, I'm loving this guy right here, and just thank you for everything.
You're welcome. I guess there's a line here. I love it.
There is a line. So I wanted to say that
I will never forget the very first night that I met Papa Tony. It was like the Red Sea parted. He pointed his finger directly at me. He goes, "You see me at intermission." And I'm like, "What did I do?" Since then, I've gotten to know Papa Tony, and he has been just this incredible mentor, the father figure that I never, ever, ever expected that I would ever meet. And I love him dearly with all of my heart. He has been a catalyst for me and many other people. He has sparked something deep inside of me that has started to transform me. And I feel the change coming, and I am so happy. I've never been as happy in my entire life to be a member of this tribe and have all of my brothers with me. And it's thanks to his work.
Thank you. Yeah, brother.
I love you.
I love you too, darling. We'll have lots of fun.
We will.
We made him cry.
I'm always weepy. You know that. I'm an easy cry.
So, I'm not really good at public speaking, but I felt like it was important enough to come up and say something about poppycock.
Speak up. Speak up. From the diaphragm.
And so when I first met him, it was the second, I think the second meet I went to, and he was doing a talk about basically how things were back in the
old days.
Old days.
Really old days.
And I was hesitant to come at first because I honestly kind of thought it was going to be boring because I thought, you know, some random guy I didn't know was just going to talk about things. But I was surprised at how well-spoken and casual and confident and funny and, you know, I thought it was going to be like a lecture, but it was more of just a conversation. It was really nice. And afterwards, I, you know, had to talk to him and say hi and just tell him that I enjoyed myself when I thought it was going to be boring. And I think afterwards, just noticing that he emits a confidence and a, you know, sense of sincerity that makes me want to be more like that. And just anybody or anything that makes you want to be a better person is always good. There's nothing ever to complain about, that kind of thing. And I think there's a tattoo on this arm?
Yes.
That I thought had meant, you know, I thought it represented him wearing his emotions and his feelings, you know,
on my
sleeve.
Sleeve. Yeah.
Because it felt very fitting. I felt very clever for a second, but I was wrong.
Well, you weren't wrong. It could be valid. See, I only have one tattoo. It's a heart inside of a circle here. And for all I know, that could be what it means. I have no idea. It came with the body when I took it over. Please.
So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, beautiful man.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
My turn. Hi. So I've been with Fetish Men for about a year now. Before I started, I was very lost and very alone. I came here to DeMille's a year ago, just about this time last year.
I remember.
And I didn't know anybody, and I felt alone and ostracized and maybe kind of out of place. I'd been searching forever for a place that I could feel, you know, right about myself. And, you know, I have body issues and, you know, issues with my looks, and I've always had concerns about the things that I like, and, you know, liking pain and liking being dominated, and a lot of people thought that was just weird, and, you know, I got isolated a lot. And so I was kind of at the bottom of the barrel, and not to be maudlin or anything like that, but I was very suicidal. And then this big guy came down and sat next to me, held my hand, and he made me feel welcome and loved, and made sure that I felt that come from him. And I felt that acceptance, and just, and then I've felt that every time I've been with this group. Every single one of you has made me feel welcome and accepted, and you know, I've had more joy in this last year than I have in the last 38.
Good for you.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. What a wonderful thing to say. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
You deserve it.
Oh, crap. Now I'm speechless. I had all sorts of stuff again. Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, you know, what this is all about, the things that we praise in others are the things that we aspire to in ourselves. Tonight has been all about blessing. It's been about acknowledgement, but it's all really, truly, it's all of us saying what we aspire to in ourselves. The courage that someone has when they take a chance. You know, all these wonderful virtues that we're hearing about tonight. These are the things that as humans, as primates, that we really want to be around. This is all golden rule stuff, folks. The whole evening's been about that. It hasn't been about, you know, who's got the biggest dick or the most muscles or the most money. It hasn't been that. That's next week. But by praising the virtues in others, this is an honor-based society. We are honoring each other. We are being the sort of people that we know that we can be. I know that every single one of you, including me, knows how to be an evil, angry bitch. And I don't want to be. I like this instead. This is my preference. This is how I choose my life to be. And this is the kind of people I choose to be around. And I thank you for being those kind of people, because you're here for a damn good reason. Because you have proven yourself. You have shown us what you're made of. And we've got this next year. It's going to be so awesome. There is no telling what the hell we're going to be able to accomplish. Because frankly, the sky is the limit. And you know it is. We've done so much this last year. It's been crazy. It's been nuts how many wonderful and transformational and breakthrough things have happened. And we've done it because we've come from love. And it's not me telling you to do it, folks. I'm the founder, but you guys are the ones who have created the space for these things to happen. Like I said, it's when I stopped being the chief cook and bottle washer, when I started allowing other people to step up and shine, they shine. Oh my God, and it just keeps showing. You guys are shining like crazy. The energy that you put out has to do with really good karma. And I mean that. I mean, you guys have karma way above and beyond the norm. You compare yourself. I mean, okay, let's put some value judgments on it. You guys, by reflex, are kind people. Your karma is above the line compared to many, many people out there. There are flakes out there. They're not here. This is not a bunch of flakes. These are the sort of folks here. Look around you. These are the people that when they say they're going to do something, they do it. They're not flakes. They're respectful of each other. They don't betray trust. They don't say one thing to your face and then something else behind your back. These are people with character. These are people with honor. And I, once again, I want everyone here to give some applause to all of us. So does anybody else have anything else they want to say?
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat cake. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
More
tip generously. More raffles.
Okay, so this is coming to an end, and I just want to say thank you again to everybody for coming tonight. I'm going to, and also thank you for donating and buying raffle tickets. I really appreciate it, and the Bear Group charities really appreciate it as well. And so we are raffling off two gift baskets, and then we're going to have some consolation prizes thanks to Jerry for donating Eclipse chocolate.
Ooh.
Woo.
Ooh-hoo. Chocolate.
Whoever gets the first gift basket gets to choose whether they want to go to Baja Betty's or Urban Moe's, because the main gift in there is two gift certificates for brunch at Baja Betty's or Urban Moe's in either gift basket, as well as some other different little things. It's about $80 value. So let's see. Shake it up. Shake it up.
I have no idea what the hell I said.
Doesn't matter. It's fine. It's fine.
422201. Oh. Get a little bit more dressed. Okay. Put it on! Put it on! Okay. I think I look really stylish in this, don't you?
Yes. I wish I looked that stylish.
Two steps back and a snap, bitches. Okay. So what we're going to do, first, I want to present something to somebody special. Everybody in the audience is going, oh, please, let me. No, this was made custom. This was made custom for our brother Jerry. Jerry, step forth, please.
Hi, Jerry. Woo!
Sir Jerry has stepped into his power majorly. He has, each time that he's been challenged, he has stepped into taking on that challenge. He is growing. He is becoming the new fashionable thing, and not just because of the lovely duds. The reason why Jerry has been the one with the staff of tribal history is that he is very much stepping into his role as a beloved, wise elder of the tribe, and we need more of them. Too many of us, speaking for my generation, those of us who didn't die withdrew. We gave all during the bad years, and we stopped investing. We backed away. Metaphorically speaking, it's like laying at the bottom of a 6-feet-deep hole waiting for someone to kick dirt over us. Because we don't expect the younger people to relate to us, to understand our experience and our pain. Well, it shouldn't have to be that way. There is a role for those of us who have earned the little pieces of ourselves that we lost along the way, that have brought them back, that we've gained that wisdom, that life wisdom, and are willing to share it. And Jerry is that man. And I salute our brother Jerry by giving him this vest that is identical to mine, but his color. Yay! Woo! Yay! Brother. Woo! And may many more men step into being a beloved elder in our community. So one more time. Thank you.
Yay!
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, so now, if you're interested in a custom-made for you in your own colors single tail in the Papa Tony style, come gather around me. Step up. If you're interested but you don't know how to use a whip, I'll teach you. Come on up. Don't have to teach anybody here. All right. So, let's count up. That's right. Come on up.
Run, quick like a bunny.
Quick like a bunny. If you want to win this. Okay, this is just for the folks that are interested. So we got one. Okay, good, good. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Got a few.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, right?
No, I'm not.
11.
No.
Okay, can we get 11 tickets?
Brett needs 13, to get up here, too.
Brett, come on.
Got a little more.
All right.
So that's 12. No, 11.
12.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Ariel's back here.
Ariel's back here.
Oh, Ariel's back there.
11
to 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
All right. 14. So 14. So let's do this. So let's do 14 tickets. Everybody gets one.
Two. Four. Okay. These.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
shadow. Thank you, sir. 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
All right. All right, folks, I'm going to put these in the bucket, and everybody gets to tear one off. All right, so everybody gets one. Just, yeah.
I just want to make sure that.
Yeah.
While you're down there.
All right, so let's start. Okay, ready? What's that? Oh, you're.
Well, you can do it now.
Well,
the bridge just tears one off, that's all. Oh, I see what you're saying. You want them to match. Oh, did you lose track?
Yeah, 38 to 51. Next.
Do you need some of these?
No, we just
did. No, I got them.
We got them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what it is that they are hoping to win, you guys have seen me out there with the single tail. Carol Hermish over at Okanagan Whip up in Canada makes my whips for me.
The reason why it's called the Papa Tony special is that I like it in a particular way because it's very flippy, it's very flexible, it's very easy to throw in an enclosed space, it's wonderful, it's got great balance, it's superb building. But what's really nice is the, yes, that's right, practice your throw.
This way.
And that way. Yeah. And this way. Yeah, I love it. All right, so everybody gets a ticket. Now pick a good one.
Only have one.
GBG's are terrible fighters.
One. Grab a ticket.
All right.
Oh, yes.
That's right. No, pick a juicy one.
I have the winning number.
Oh, there you go.
Unless it's that one.
Okay. So I'm going to be mixing them up in the meantime. I'm mixing them up. Mixing them up.
Just sit down.
So I don't have to cover my eyes. I pick out one of them. All I have to do I'm not wearing my glasses.
Everybody has a ticket.
Very good. All right, so let's get out the certificate. So the reason why Carol gave this to me is because she wanted to make sure that fashion-forward people in the local community were the ones that were going to get this. And that's what this is right here. Okay, we have folks here. We're here to make it, you know, to have some fun with it. And when people see you styling with this beautiful thing, and I think she has like 36 different colors you can choose them. It's all the finest quality kangaroo hides. All right, so.
To match my yeah.
All right, so I picked one. I've picked one. And
who has,
oh, I could even read it in this light. All right, drum roll, y'all. Drum. 4-2-2-2-4-3.
Oh, my God, one off!
All right, okay. Leftover food goes on him. That's it for our dude.
I mean, congratulations.
I hate you. I hate you.
I better be able to use it.
And if you want to learn how to use it, I'll be glad to show you. So, come on, show your certificate. We got okay, everybody gather around the winner. Come on. Come on, be good sports. Come on, good sports.
Let me gather this close.
That's right.
I'll bring around the winner.
I'll call people in the back. Call people in the back.
Wait a minute.
Come on, short little things in the front. Here you go. Right there.
Shouldn't be in the front.
Oh, wonderful.
Magnum, I can only see from the bridge of your nose up.
All right. There you go. There you go. We need you up front. Yeah. There you go.
I'll go in the back. Here.
There you go.
Come here.
Visibility is everything. That's right.
All right. We'll do a cheerleader talk.
Man, Jacob can't be seen. Here. Yeah, stand up there.
Yeah, right up there. There you go.
Oh, you're with me.
You're with me.
Okay. Excellent. Here we go. 1, 2... And 1,001, 1,002. Here we go. 1, 2.
Very good. Now for the big group picture. Same. Everybody gather around with us. Big group picture.
All together. Now.
So you're saying the table needs to be moved? Yeah. Let's move everything that way. Everything goes this way. Okay, so the short people can stand on chairs. Come on, everybody, group photo, great group photo. Let me get that ladder for you.
Excuse me. Cool, very original.
I'm going to get that ladder. I'm right back. We have the step ladder?
Yes.
Yeah.